The apostles returned and met with Jesus, and told him all that they had done and taught. There were so many people coming and going that Jesus and his disciples didn't even have time to eat. So he said to them, "Let us go off by ourselves to some place where we will all be alone, and you can rest a while." So they started out in a boat by themselves to a lonely place. Many people, however, saw them leave and knew at once who they were. So they went from all the towns and ran by land and arrived at the place ahead of Jesus and his disciples. When Jesus got out of the boat, he saw this large crowd, and his heart was filled with pity for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. When it was getting late, his disciples came to him and said, "It's already very late, and this is a lonely place. Send the people away and let them go to some of the nearby farms and villages in order to buy themselves something to eat." "Well, you yourselves give them something to eat," Jesus answered. They said, "Do you want us to go and spend 200 silver coins on bread in order to feed them?" So Jesus asked them, "Well, how much bread do you have? Go and see." When they found out, they told him, 5 loaves and also 2 fish. Jesus told his disciples to make all the people divide into groups and sit down on the green grass. So the people sat down in rows, in groups of 100 and groups of 50. Then Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, looked up to heaven and gave thanks to God. He broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. Everyone ate and had enough. Then the disciples took up 12 baskets full of what was left of the bread and the fish. The number of men who were fed was 5,000. At once, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to Bethsaida, on the other side of the lake, while he sent the crowd away. After saying goodbye to the people, he went up to a hill to pray. When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake while Jesus was alone on land. He saw that his disciples were straining at the oars because they were rowing against the wind. So sometime between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, he came to them walking on the water. He was going to pass them by, but they saw him walking on the water. "It's a ghost," they thought, and screamed. They were all terrified when they saw him. Jesus spoke to them at once. "Courage," he said, "it is I. Don't be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. The disciples were completely amazed because they had not understood the real meaning of the feeding of the 5,000. Their minds could not grasp it. They crossed the lake and came to the land at Gennesaret, where they tied up the boat. As they left the boat, people recognized Jesus at once. So they ran throughout the whole region, and wherever they heard he was, they brought him the sick, lying on their mats. And everywhere Jesus went, to villages, towns, or farms, people would take their sick to the marketplaces and beg him to let the sick at least touch the edge of his cloak. And all who touched it were made well.